Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Yehoshua, Parak Tes Zayin. Continuing with the theme that we have been studying for the past few prakim, we continue here with the assignment of portions to the different tribes in the land of Israel. Parak Tes Zayin Pasuk Aleph, Vayetzi Hagor Libnei Yosef, and the Goral, the law came out for the territory of the Bnei Yosef, Miyarden Yericho, from the Yarden at Yericho, Lemei Yericho Mizracha, to the waters of Yericho to the east, Hamidbar, to the desert, Olam Yericho, that goes up from Yericho, Bahar Beis El, to the mountain on Beis El, as opposed to the previous Parak, which was Samach Gimel Pesukim Long. This Parak, Parak Tes Zayin, is very short. It is only 10 Pesukim long, and it delineates for us the borders of the Bnei Yosef, Menashe, and Ephraim, keeping in mind that Chatzi Sheva and Menashe got their territory on the eastern side of the Yarden River, and Ephraim and Chatzi Sheva and Menashe their territory in Eretz Yisrael proper on the western side of the Yarden River. These two tribes of Yosef, Menashe and Ephraim, their territory was located in the center of the country. It was north of Yehuda and Binyamin, keeping in mind Chatzi Sheva and Menashe was on the other side of their Yarden. Their territory, just like Yehuda, was allocated before that of the other tribes. Why? Because the brothers, Yehuda and Yosef, were leaders of the family, and future royalty would come from them. We have Malchus Beis David, who comes from Yehuda, and we have the Aseres HaShvatim, who come from Ephraim. Because both of these tribes lead to Malchus, lead to royalty, their borders and portion are allocated first. Rashi later notes that the territory between Yehuda's northern border and Yosef's southern border later became the province of Binyamin. Parak Tes Zayin, Pasuk Vav, tells us, V'yatza ha'gvul ha'yama, the boundary or the border went out to the west, ha'mich misas mitzafon, mich misas to the north, v'nasaf ha'gvul mizracha, the boundary turned to the east, ta'anat shilo, to a place called ta'anat shilo, v'aver oso mizrach yanocha, and it passed by to the east of yanocha, ta'anat shilo. So Rashi says, what is Ta'anat Shilo or Ta'anat Shilo? V'avar ha'gvul es Ta'anat Shilo, the boundary passed by Ta'anat Shilo. V'avar ha'chut mizrach shel Yanoch, and the boundary passed east of Yanoch. Kol zeh belitas harocha, this included the bulge of the width, which terminated at the Yarden River. There was a city named Tapuach. As we have said in our previous prakim, much of these territories, lands, cities, towns and names are unknown to us geographically today. But Ta'anat Shilo actually refers to the place where Shilo, the Mishkan, was built. The Mishkan after the people crossed the Yarden and built the Mishkan in Shilo after the temporary one in Gilgal. It was built with walls of stone. It was more permanent than the Mishkan that Moshe built in the desert with its walls of wood. The Mishkan in Shilo remained standing for 369 years. It was a very, very long time in Shilo. In many ways, the Mishkan in Shilo was similar to the Beis HaMikdash that was eventually built in Yerushalayim. Many of the korbanos were permitted to be sacrificed and eaten in Shilo, such as the shlamim, the peace offering, the korban toda, the thanksgiving offering, the korban pesach, the pesach offering, as well as firstborn offerings. Various tithes, ma'aser, could be brought to the Mishkan as Shilo, at Shilo furthermore. And yet, as important as Shilo was, I mean, for 369 years, there was a Mishkan and Shilo. When we think today of Eretz Yisrael, when we think of Kedushas HaAretz, when we think of the holiest city on earth, when we think of Makom HaMikdash, what comes to mind is not Shilo, but rather Yerushalayim and Har HaBais. What happened to Shilo? Why do we have no memory of Shilo? Why do we have no longing for Shilo? Why does Shilo not play a central place in our collective national memory? Rav Soloveitchik comments on Shilo. I am quoting from the book, The Lord is Righteous in All His Ways, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik. Themes of the Kinnah. And Rav Soloveitchik says, the Chachmei Yisrael, the wise men of Israel, were afraid that the destiny of the Beis HaMikdash would be like that of Shilo, complete forgetfulness. There is a certain tragedy, says the Rav, about Shilo. Shilo was completely forgotten. And the fear post-Churban Beis HaMikdash was not that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed or that it was destroyed, but rather that it would be forgotten. Says the Rav, this is the most terrible curse, even more terrible than the curse of Churban and the curse of destruction. The worst curse is not destruction, but rather the curse of forgetfulness, the curse of oblivion after the destruction has taken place. We are a people, I'm taking a break for a moment from the Rav, we are a people founded on memory. As Moshe Rabbeinu says in Devarim, Zecharia Mos Olam, Binu Shnos Dar Dar, Sha'al Avicha V'yagetcha, Zekeinecha V'yamulach. In his beautiful poetry, in his song of Ha'azinu, he says, Zecharia Mos Olam, Binu Shnos Dar Dar, that we are a people who remembers the days of old. We ask the past, we ask our forefathers, We are a forward-facing people, but a past-oriented people. The curse and the Churban of Shiloh was not only that there was Churban Mishkan Shiloh after standing for 369 years, but there was the forgetfulness when it came to Shiloh. Continuing with Rav Salvechik, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai could not stop the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, and was indeed destroyed. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ensured something else. He ensured the destiny of the Beit HaMikdash would not be equated with the destiny of Shiloh. How did he stop us from forgetting the Beit HaMikdash? He ensured a future for Yavna and its Torah scholars. As long as the Torah from Yerushalayim, Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, would continue temporarily in Yavna, and Torah would continue to be perpetuated until Bias Kol Tzedek, and we return to Yerushalayim. The Chachma Yishol and sure, Torah would never be forgotten, and Mikdash Yerushalayim would never be forgotten. In connection with Shiloh, says the Rav, the ruling was, it may have had Kedisha L'Sha'ata, which is a term that refers to a temporary holiness while the place stood. However, Shiloh was not endowed with Kedisha La'atid Lavo. There was no future Kedusha to Shiloh. The Rishonim say the principle of Kedisha L'Sha'ata, the Kedisha La'atid Lavo, holiness now and holiness in the future, refers to Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. However, Shiloh was Kedisha L'Sha'ata. It had holiness for those 369 years. V'lo Kedisha La'asid Lava, no holiness for the future. Says the Rav, this is a historical fact vis-a-vis Shiloh. Do we know where the Mikdash or the Bayis of Shiloh was? Do we know the place? Many people say the Rav got Eretz Yisrael to visit. They explore the many special places there. Does any American tourist who wants to see everything in Eretz Yisrael ever ask the guide, show me where Shiloh was? Where are the ruins of Shiloh? I said the Rav, do not believe so. I read lately, continuing with Rav Salvechik, archaeologists are beginning to find traces of the place where the Mikdash stood in Shiloh. Only recently did I come across a study based on an excavation in the vicinity of Shiloh that helps us understand the architecture, but we really do not know for sure. We have no idea, absolutely no idea, even archaeologically. There have been requests as far as Harabais is concerned. Many are interested in, they want to be shown, they want to know Harabais, but Shiloh? What is the difference? Yerushalayim was Kedisha L'Sha'ata, the Kedisha L'Asid Lavo. Not only was its physical sanctity intact, but in the memory of the people, Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash, Har HaBayis, will never be forgotten. But not Shiloh. Shiloh is Lo Kedisha La'asid Lavo. It was considered a Makom Mikdash, a holy place. After all, the Mishkan stood there for 369 years. Says the Rav, the first Beis HaMikdash only stood for 410 years. And in Shiloh it stood almost as long, 369 years, a very long time. However, was the Mishkan not deserving of Shiloh in Shiloh of at least being remembered? By tradition, it was forgotten. It was wiped away. We are, as a people, historically, spiritually, religiously, no longer interested in Shiloh. As a Makom HaMikdash, as a part of Eretz Yisrael, Shiloh is a holy place because it's part of Eretz Yisrael. But as a part of a place that becomes part of our heritage, of our longing, of our desire to return, Shiloh does not exist. And looking at it from this perspective, says the Rav, it will be removed from our historical consciousness, completely erased from our living memory. There is no element of eternity in the memory of Shiloh. We will not be interested in Shiloh. There's no curiosity. The memory that embraces Yerushalayim does not and will not embrace Shiloh. Those 369 years, it's as if they do not exist. They are not part of our history. They are a mystery. They are forgotten. They are erased. And Chazal were afraid, says the Rav, that Yerushalayim would meet the same fate. Perhaps Yerushalayim would be completely forgotten. Perhaps it would sink into oblivion. Perhaps no one would be interested to know where the Beis HaMikdash stood. Had that occurred to Yerushalayim, says the Rav, quote, that would have been the real Churban. Chazal were terribly afraid and their fear was justified because they looked at Shiloh and they saw we forgot Shiloh and perhaps we will forget Yerushalayim. And this, says the Rav, is exactly what our enemies tried to accomplish. They wanted us to forget Yerushalayim. They want us to forget Makom HaMikdash. They want us to forget about longing for Har HaMoriah and Binyan Bayis Shlishi. But says the Rav, our enemies did not succeed. They did not succeed. Because while the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we continue to remember. Yerushalayim is a city that lives in our consciousness. Yes, Yerushalayim was destroyed with Churban Bayis Sheni, but Kedisha L'Sha'ata, the Kedisha La'asid Lavo. As far as Yerushalayim and Makom HaMikdash, our collective memory is excellent. We know many things about Yerushalayim. Unlike Shiloh, Yerushalayim was not and will never be removed or erased from the collective memory of Am Yisrael. And here in our parak of Yehoshua, parak Tes Zayin, Pasuk Vav, we are told about the borders of the Bnei Yosef, that it runs by Ta'anat Shiloh, a place where Shiloh stood. It is known as Ta'anat Shiloh, which implies the mourning of Shiloh, the Avelis for Shiloh. Not only do we mourn for Churban Shiloh, but we also mourn for the fact that Shiloh was erased, as per the Rav, from our collective memory. But as for Yerushalayim, we daven every day. It will never be forgotten. Yerushalayim ircha berachamim tashuv. 3 times a day we beseech the Ribbono Shel Olam. We never forget Yerushalayim, and he should ultimately and immediately return his full Shechina with the ultimate Geula. Thank you for joining our learning as part of Torat Imecha Nach Yomi, Leilui Nishmata Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef, Alaha Hashalom.